קטע מספר אחת מתוך
Part number 1 from the study of the 10 Sefirot Part 8 Inner Light Item 88 All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot is to go back and scrutinize and ascend to all the souls who came from Adam HaRishon and fell to the Klipot until they reach their original root from where they came prior to the sin of the Tree of Knowledge.
If not, we will continue.
Part number two. From Rabash, run my beloved. This is a great rule that the person himself is called a creature, meaning only he alone. Other than him, it is already considered the Holy Shekhinah. It follows that when he prays for his contemporaries, it is considered that he is praying for the Holy Shekhinah, who is in exile and needs all the salvations. This is the meaning of eternity. And precisely in this manner, the light of mercy can be revealed. Number three. Not Baal HaSulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for the create for oneself, not even to bring contentment to the Maker. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build, on the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. As it is written, all who is proud, for there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus everyone must gather all the strength into the whole of Israel. Number four. Anyone who is sorry for the public from Baal HaSulam. He who is sorry for the public feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the complete revelation of the Shekhinah, meaning the comfort of whole Israel, because of lack of the collective lack. Let's go. Number five. Rabash, run my beloved. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave unto his attributes is specifically as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal can be merciful, can be revealed.
Excerpt number 6. From Likutei Shoshana of Noam Elimelech. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. And thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are arevim for one another. Where arevim means sweetness. As they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered.
נמשיך. קטע מספר 7. מתוך ספר אהבת שלום.
We will continue, excerpt number 7. This is from Love of Peace. One who prays for his friend is answered first. This means that one who prays for his friend becomes a pipeline of bestowal, to bestow upon his friend. And since the abundance flows through him, then he is answered.
We'll keep going. Number 8. From Rabash, Article 15, Prayer of Many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of Dvikut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing to the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator, to bring him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, he gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above, to whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
Yes,
keep going. Number 9, from Prayer of the Many, Rabash. If he has the strength to ask for such a prayer, then he will certainly face a true test if he agrees to such a prayer. However, if he knows that what he is saying is only lip service, what can he do when he sees that the body disagrees with such a prayer? To have pure bestowal without a hint of reception. Here, there is only the famous advice to pray to the Creator and believe above reason that the Creator can help him and the whole collective.